Lieology, all about my autonomy. The things that I believe, the way that I perceive. Yeah, I'm a womanist. Yeah, I be talking ish about whatever comes to mind. Yeah, I be doing this with words of the day. Now I ain't come to play. Monogamy, equality, I got a lot to say. Breaking the mold, it never gets old. Of racism, sexism, yeah, I'm real bold. Brooklyn raised me, Atlanta changed me. But my bad experiences, they never faze me. You can call me Dr. Black, yeah, and that's a fact. Got 2 degrees, they were a breeze, and now I'm going back. I'm in anthology, doctorate of philosophy, a world of poetry. Yeah, I be flowing B, come on and study me. Welcome to Lieology. Yeah. Now you rockin' with the. Yeah.
If you liked or loved that theme song, please give it up to my brothers, Dope Noteria. That's Jael and Jordan. So if you want a beat, if you want anything, you can find them on Instagram or Facebook at Dope Noteria. And that is DOPENORTERIA. Thank you, guys. And again, thank you guys for tuning into Lieology, where I am your favorite ratchet feminist. I think that's what I say. Or ratchet womanist. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Both. Nah, okay, so I ended with going to her house to get my hair done. So for those of you who are tuning in, I was doing a story time. Really just about, or a series about the pruning that God has been doing in my life this year. And one thing that I learned is that, you know, you can be pruned too. You know what I'm saying? Everything is not God removing people from you because they are toxic, but God got to prune you from some people because you're toxic, huh? So I've definitely like lost some opportunities, or, you know, just had to be pruned for some people because I was not mature in the area that they may have needed me in. But this wasn't the case. I was definitely mature. Thank you, Lord. So, I asked everybody want food. They said no, blah, 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 blah. So she finally starts my hair. And those of you who are just now tuning in, my sister was supposed to start my hair at 5:00, but please go listen to the previous episode so I don't have to keep saying that for those of you who are tuning in. But, she started my hair around 6, and I was getting, like, you know, the individual braids in the back and then the braids part in the middle straight down to either side in the front. So she started doing the box braids in the back, but she did about 3 of them, and then her and her partner, you know, went into the next room to have a conversation. Now, I'm like, okay. And mind you, she ain't say, all right, sis, hold on, I'll be right back. Let me handle this. She just walked away. And I'm not going to OD because, you know, being somebody's friend, close friend, family, you tend to do whatever. And it'd be okay. So, 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by. So, I text her. I'm like, is everything okay? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to be that person, but, you know, what's the ETA? Because at this point, it's already 7:30. And we were supposed to start at 5. We were supposed to be done at 8. And this was right around the time when I first started talking to my now ex-boyfriend. So, in, like, you know, at the beginning stages, y'all want to chill, blah, blah, blah. So now it's 8:00 and it's getting too late. And so she ends up coming back. She does another row. They go back in the room. Now they're arguing again. Now it's louder. And I'm like, okay, because now it's 8:30. So then they come back, and she's like, well, I'm hungry, so I'm about to go get some food, blah, 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 blah. But at this point, now it's about 8:45, and I'm just really stuck. Like, I'm in awe, like, what? When I asked y'all, did y'all want food? Also, by this point, I ordered food too. And I ended up paying for one of the people who were there. I paid for her food. So by this time, we already got food. And I remember I offered when I first got there. So I'm like, nah, this is crazy right now. But I got a half done head at this point. So it's like, what do you do? So they go get food. And when she leaves, I just text like, you know what? It's all right. I'm going to just go home, you know, blah, 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 blah. She's like, no, we're on the way back right now. Don't go home. I'm like, okay, boom. So she comes back, and when I text her back, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to chill in your room because, you know, my social media has dissipated by this point. So she's like, okay, I'll just finish it here in my room. So I'm on the phone until she gets back. When she get back, I hang up the phone. I sit in the chair. I'm ready. Like, you need me to do anything? You all right? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, yeah. Okay, boom. She does one braid, you guys. And then the partner comes inside. It's like, how am I supposed to talk to you? Keep walking away. So then they leave out the room and go inside the bathroom and start talking. And I'm like, wow. Like, at this point, I realized, or I accepted, because I think I've been realized this, but I had accepted the fact that she don't care about me. Like, this is not how this even goes. So at this point, when she walks out, I just quietly get up and I just leave. Okay, so I get all the way back home. I'm on the phone with my best friend. My feelings is hurt, but I'm like, okay. So I leave. So then I text someone to see if they could finish my hair the next day. She says yes. But again, this is the beginning of the pandemic and like the hair stores wasn't open. And I know that her hair store was open because that's where I got the hair from initially. But I had left the hair over. So one of the persons who was there, who shall remain nameless, I knew them and I text them and I was like, hey, could you please, you know, bring my hair downstairs when I get there. Whoop-dee-whoop-dee-whoop. They're like, yeah. I drive all the way back, and it's like a 15-20 minute ride. I drive back, and I'm on the phone with my best friend again. And this is where I messed up. Because just being on the phone with my best friend, and that being my sister's house, I'm like, I'm about to just get my hair. So I go upstairs, and I knock on the door, and if anything, you know, I already told the other person that I was coming. And when I left, they were sitting by the door because that's where the couch is. So when I got back, when I knocked on the door, I'm thinking that they're going to answer, just hand me my stuff, you know, just to help keep the peace. But the partner answers the door. And she has my hair in her hand. And she's like, she gives me the hair. I just turn around and I'm walking downstairs. She's like, your sister want her key back. And I'm like, what? Why does she want her key back? But as I'm saying that, I'm taking it off, you know, to give it to her. I'm like, what? Why does she want her key back? Taking it off, give it to her. She's like, well, I don't know, but you could have da 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 da. Like, she started going off on me. And I'm like, what? And the reason why I even had her key in the first place is because I got new furniture and she wanted my old furniture. So my ex-boyfriend, who I am no longer with, he U-hauled my old furniture to her house, took it upstairs, and put it in her house. I only had the key because she left it under the door. And my feelings are still a little hurt. I know y'all can hear it, but I'm just trying to tell y'all the logic of what I'm saying. And she left the key under the mattress. And then when I got the key, I said, well, when we were leaving, I said, do you want me to put the key back under the thing? Not the mattress. Oh, yeah. No, the mattress. Yeah. And I'm like, do you want me to put the key back under the rug? Or is it a mattress? Ain't a mattress what you sleep on? I don't know, y'all. Okay, whatever. But anyway, I asked her if she wanted to put the key back. Said, no, I don't want you to put the key back. I don't trust my neighbors. Okay, boom. So I only had your key because I was being gracious. Like, I was, you know, whatever, whatever. So when she asked for the key back, I'm like, all right, it is what it is. So when a girl start barking on me, or she wasn't barking, I ain't gonna gas it, but she was like, just talking to me how you shouldn't because I don't know you. Like, what are you even doing right now? Get out of my face, little girl. Not little girl, sorry. So I said, for this to turn out the best for the both of us, I would suggest that you just go back in the house. She literally stopped talking to me. She turned around. She go back in the house. I'm walking downstairs, minding my business. And my sister just come out the door. I'm already downstairs, though. And she like, I just find it funny how blue, 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 blue. And I'm like, oh, and let me rewind. When I left, after she walked out the room and I left and I didn't say nothing, she did call me many times. She did call me many times. But by this point, I'm like, nah, B, like, you dead just OD violated me for 5 hours. Like, you dead violated me for 5 hours. And now you want to call? No. So then she gonna text me and say, oh, well, I was gonna come to your house to finish your hair tonight, but... I just texted back, like, you know what, it's okay, like, thank you, blah, blah, blah. So... she texts back like, well, I was just going to drive to the house and come do your hair. But since you want to act like that, no. And I'm like, bro, you not about to tell. Because first of all, you don't have a car. The car is her car. So that means she have to drive you to my house. So you going to bring all that attention that you was just in, that I just left from, to my house? Or you going to come all the way to my house to do my hair when you could have just did my hair at my house in the first place? No, 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 no. So then I'm down the steps. She's like, I just find it funny how you blank, 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 blank. And I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? Like, what are, like, really? Yeah, but at this point, I could feel my blood boiling because all I remember is I get to the bottom of the steps. She starts talking. The hair is on the floor. My phone is on the step. And I'm like, yo, come downstairs. Like, come down. Like, and then the thing is, when I pulled up coming back, I was driving fast inside the community. And I saw this man walking. But I just thought it was a security. You know what I'm saying? So by the time we start arguing and stuff like that, the security, i.e. the police officer, which was really a police officer and not a security, or a security, he was like where we were. He's in front of our house. So we arguing. So she's like, if you wasn't my sister, wait, what I said? I'm like, yo, and I did curse, definitely, OD. I'm like, yo, I would F you up. But I'm at the bottom of the steps. Because the thing is, I was already walking to my car. Like, I was at my door. I was already there. You ain't have to say nothing to me. I was already leaving. I was already leaving. So I'm like, yeah, I will F you up. So then she's like, if you wasn't my sister, I was some. And I'm like, technically, we not sisters. And that's the thing, like, I feel like once you say stuff like that, because I would never, ever, ever, and I have never, ever, ever, ever. There's people in this world who think that me and her are really sisters. When we told people that we were sisters, they would even be like, oh, y'all look alike. Like, we was glued at the hip. Like, that was really my sister. Like, that was really my sister. And I was like, yo, we not even sisters. I want to say that. So the other police officer, she's in the car. So basically, she drive up and she like, you know, the officer say to me, go home or go to jail. And I'm like, what the F am I going to go to jail for? Like, she the one bothering me. I was so mad. But by the time when I said that, I thought it was just a security guard. But by the time I actually look at him and I see that he's the Decatur police, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, ain't no going back from this moment. You got to stay crazy. You can't just calm down that fast. And then it was at that moment I knew, again, even more that it, not that she didn't care about me, but sis, you out here trying to get your whole PhD. You arguing in somebody's neighborhood. And I'm not saying that that can't be a part of my intersectionality, but it's just like, why are we doing this? Like, what are we really doing this for? Especially when I was peaceful the whole time. I shut up and I mind my business. I ain't say nothing to you when y'all was arguing. I tried to exercise patience. Like, I was there. And then it's just like, but you... And I really hope that you hear this so that you could know how you affected me. Because you OD'd. Like, you've OD'd multiple times and violated me. But I forgave you and I still forgive you. But I feel like this is just something that's not, it can definitely be reconcilable because I believe God can do anything. But also, and as well, I do believe that that was overwhelming and I didn't like it. And I don't want to do that again. And if that's where we're going to be, and anybody, my brothers, my sisters, my friends, if we can't come to a mutual agreement, and that's really... And not to sound churchy, but the love of God, because that wasn't love right there. That was not love. That wasn't love. So the other police in the police car comes and says to her, go in the house or go to jail. So all I say to her when I leave, when the police say to her, go in the house or go to jail, I said, you know where I live. Zang, Zaddy. Yes, I am from Brooklyn, you guys. So I'm like, now you know where I live. So when I go to my car, the police car is next to my car. And I said, officer, she know where I live. And I got in my car, backed up, turned around, drove out. I'm heated, livid. So what happened next? I call my best friend and I'm like, please, can you just come to my house because... I'm blown right now, like, and my feelings are hurt, like, and I'm hot, and I'm stressed, and I feel like I'm about to pass out in my head, and my brain, and everything, and not my sister, like, I can't talk to her ever again after that. We almost had a fight, like, we almost punched each other. We used to fight others for each other, and we almost had a physical fight, like, that was crazy, and I'm 25. We not 17 no more. We not 12. We could go to jail for real. Really? So I just really thought about all the things that were at stake. And, you know, some things were exchanged, furthermore, via text message, you know, in the group chat that we had. And I'm like, bro, why are you talking about? I didn't say nothing to none of these people. I ain't say nothing to them. And you trying to expose me or, you know, say it first to make me seem like the villain when I didn't do nothing, really and honestly and truly. And, you know, during the progression of events, I definitely did things. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I didn't do nothing, but I'm saying the initiation of the snowball wasn't me. All the way up until the last tippy drop wasn't me. So, the sharing of this was, for those of you who did not listen to the first episode, was just to talk about the pruning season that I have experienced this year. Those who I've been pruned from and those who God has pruned from me. Forgiveness is definitely necessary. I want my sister to know that I forgive her. And I hope that she forgives me. I really do. I really, really do. But also, I will do what God tells me to do if I see you again. Because I did see her again after that, but it was at somebody's birthday party and she did brush past me 3 times flipped her hair would be. But we was at somebody's birthday party at somebody else's house. And I just got my things and left. You know, I stayed for a little while, had fun, but I left. Anyway,
Y'all have a good night. I think my roommate is walking. I can hear her. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.